This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was Coachella last month. Sasquatch is coming up in a couple of weeks. Bonnaroo this summer, and I can't even tell you how many more besides. The number of multi-day music festivals has gone from a handful to hundreds more, maybe, than the music industry can actually handle. Jessica Robinson reports.
Forget shows and clubs and concert halls. Summer tours for some bands are now a matter of hopping from one grassy lawn to another. Take the indie rock band Modest Mouse. If you miss them at Sasquatch over Memorial Day weekend, you can catch them later this summer at the Sloss Music Festival in Birmingham, Alabama, at Celebrate Brooklyn, or at the Forecastle Festival in Louisville, Music Fest Northwest in Portland, and you get the idea.
We do live in a culture right now that is heavily saturated with festivals.
Jonathan Levine is a talent agent in Nashville.
And that if somebody has a plot of land and a checkbook, they can suddenly find themselves in the festival business.
Levine's roster includes the Black Eyed Peas and the Grateful Dead, who, of course, played one of the most iconic music festivals. But a lot has changed since Woodstock. Music festivals have gone mainstream, and they're making hundreds of millions of dollars. Millennials, it seems, are willing to shell out for multi-day music experiences, and deep-pocketed corporate sponsors are willing to shell out to reach them. And it's all come none too soon for musicians. Caitlin and Lori Shook are in Spokane, Washington for a show. The two lithe blondes are the front women of the Shook Twins, a Portland, Oregon-based indie folk pop group. The room is packed, but this is actually the group's downtime before festival season.
Just been sitting around.
We're saving up our vegetative state so we can just keep going nonstop all summer.
Yeah.
The growth in the number of music festivals over the last decade and a half has coincided with a big shift in how people buy recorded music, if they buy it. And now streaming services like Spotify, Pandora, and soon Apple Beats are reinventing the model again.
The whole industry, the whole scenario of all of it is changing so much, especially with internet and, you know, downloads and MP3s and stuff. So the festivals are really where it's at.
Music festivals, by comparison, seem relatively easy.
It's so good for an up-and-coming band because they don't. When we go to a new territory, we don't have to have the pressure of filling the club all by ourselves. We're part of this huge thing that they're promoting it and they're doing all the cool stuff for it.
Both up-and-coming artists and some big-name headlining bands now plan their tours around festivals. But is there a ceiling on all this growth?
The problem that we've got is that everyone is really competing for the same pool of talent, and it's not just in North America, it's worldwide.
Gary Bongiovanni is the editor of the concert business trade publication Polestar. He says in early April, Blues Fest in Australia had Ben Harper, Hozier, David Gray, Counting Crows, and a lot of other in-demand acts. That meant they couldn't be in the U.S. for the ever-increasing number of festivals here. Bongiovanni predicts a bloody market correction that weeds out weaker festivals. And he's not the only one making gloomy predictions.
There's only so many artists that can play and anchor and headline the festivals.
That's music agent Jonathan Levine again.
So it's going to be a little bit of survival of the fittest. Some will thrive and others will not.
He says larger festivals have come up with an interesting way to make sure they have exclusive rights on the headliners. It's called a radius clause. That's when, say, the Bonnaroo Festival in Tennessee tells a band they can't play within 300 miles of the festival 2 months before or after. All of this isn't bothering Drew Lorona too much. He's one of the founders of the fledgling Treefort Music Festival in Boise, Idaho. Like most new festivals, it's struggled to turn a profit. But Lorona says the urban music festival has been careful to grow slowly, and it put its emphasis on discovering unknown bands.
I think the festivals that will struggle are going to be the ones that don't have that differentiation. And that seems to be what's popping up the most, is the kind of branded as like a party in the desert type of thing.
And speaking of popping up, he knows of at least two new music festivals starting in Idaho this summer. I'm Jessica Robinson for Marketplace.